Okay, well, this was, Friday, April 11th, and this is at Esther Shiner Stadium, very unusual, but it's actually the first round game, the first cup game that they've held this season in League One, Ontario, and a very surprising result. But I have a co-coach, Eric Nelson, of Alliance United, and he's going to talk about, answer a few questions. So I'll start with this result, which is sort of stunning. What happened tonight?
Yeah, unfortunately, tonight we're missing a lot of our guys. Guys are away. During the match, Cambridge came out, and unlucky first mistake from our goalkeeper. That kind of gave them a little bit of momentum to get into the game, this being their first League One game at this level.
Yes.
So from that point, it was a back and forth game. I thought we had a number of chances in front of goal. We weren't able to get the results and get that goal that we needed. And then later on in the game, as we had to make substitutions just to make sure that all of our players that weren't so match fit were ready to go. So we had to make some changes, and those changes did not work in our favor.
No. Now, last year, it started out similar because I had to look it up, but they had the first cup game starts the year, and you guys last to Masters. Anyway, whoever won this game was going to be maybe fed to Simcoe County Rovers, who are going to play up in Barrie. So I have to warn the other guys to just look out. Now, this year's team, you're saying some players were missing. Are we looking at a lot of the players either being U of T players or alumni?
Yeah, yes. So we have some U of T players that are still learning exams and weren't able to attend tonight.
Yes.
So it's unfortunate. We have some players that are away at schools that are still coming back as well. And we have a few injuries. So we will have majority of... it will be a good mix of U of T players and some youth players as well.
Okay, well, we'll wait to see what difference they'll make. One thing is, this season, I think even more than last season, you're playing more games, we'll call it downtown Toronto at Varsity, Varsity Center.
Right.
And I guess for, attendance and bringing in those fans who can't even take the subway to York because it's so far away to see, Pioneer Village to see the CPL team, they can, no excuses why they can't hang around at, base St. George Station.
Right.
Is that similar to Centennial College, facilities? It's, twin schools and so on. You get some downtown, residents showing up.
Yeah, we're working hard to engage the community and see if we can get our local community in and around U of T, as well as our club support to come out this season and support us in any way that they can.
Yeah, pretty good. And how about there was this game, so now you don't have to worry about the cup anymore, but your ambitions for this season, how do you think you'll do?
We have a pretty mixed bag in terms of our squad. We have some young players coming through that we've promoted. We have some older players that are our Alliance players that have been with us previously. So
yes.
The idea is to blend that and be as competitive as possible. I think we'll still be competitive this season, and hopefully the results come our way.
Okay, great. And just to finish, very appropriate to ask you, because last year I saw that you had a reserve team in League Two, Ontario.
Now, correct.
You actually coached them.
Correct.
Was there a reason why they turned down the promotion they earned to, stay where they are?
Yeah, I think it helps if there's some sort of stimulus or some sort of financial support from the league. When
yes.
you get promotion,
okay.
I think that in other leagues in the rounds, that's what happens. You get some sort of backing, and that would be great because the costs in terms of the promotion, it essentially doubles the cost for what your operating costs because everything is treated like a premier game as well. So it's a little bit of a hurdle at this current time, but we move.
Okay, thank you. Well, I wish you best of luck for the rest of the season, and I'll just say goodbye on this cold night in North York, where I started watching soccer with North York Rockets. It's built in my nickname, and wow, I remember some of the cold nights. Thank